Welcome to Headphone News, International Edition for Sunday, May 4, 2025.
Kim Un-soo's presidential bid in South Korea. On May 3, 2025, South Korea's Conservative People Power Party named Kim Un-soo as its candidate for the presidential election on June 3. This follows the dramatic ousting of former President Yoon Suk-yeol by the Constitutional Court after he declared martial law last December. At 73, Kim, a former labor minister and activist, vows to implement business-friendly policies while supporting young workers and the underprivileged. The political atmosphere is tense, with Kim up against liberal candidate Lee Jae-myung, who currently has nearly half of the public's support. Recent legal challenges regarding Lee's eligibility could influence public opinion as the election approaches. The stakes are high for the People Power Party, eager to regain trust after the controversies of Yoon's presidency. What will this election mean for South Korea's future? Stay tuned for updates.
Vietnam protests over South China Sea tensions. Vietnam has raised formal complaints against China and the Philippines regarding their actions in the disputed South China Sea, especially concerning Sandy Cay, which Vietnam claims as its own. Pham Thursday Hang, spokesperson for the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, urged both nations to respect Vietnam's authority and follow international law. This protest follows reports of the Chinese Coast Guard landing on Sandy Cay to assert control. Meanwhile, the Philippines sent a team to investigate but found no presence there. The South China Sea is a crucial region with overlapping territorial claims from China, Vietnam, and the Philippines. This situation raises serious concerns about regional stability and the potential impact on business activities. As tensions escalate, the world watches closely, emphasizing the need for dialogue and adherence to established laws. What could this mean for the future of international relations in the region?
North Korea's military modernization efforts. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un recently visited a tank factory in Nampo, underscoring the country's drive for advanced military vehicles. This visit is part of a larger effort called the Second Revolution in Armored Force, aimed at updating North Korea's military capabilities. Reports suggest that North Korea may be receiving military support from Russia in exchange for ammunition, particularly in light of the ongoing conflict in Ukraine. These developments raise serious concerns about stability in East Asia and the balance of power in the region. As North Korea enhances its military, the implications for neighboring countries and global security are significant.
Erica's journey, a mother's fight against deportation. Imagine being a mother facing deportation just after giving birth. Erica, a 24-year-old Guatemalan migrant, crossed the U.S. border while 8 months pregnant and gave birth in Tucson, Arizona, on May 3, 2025. Federal agents initially planned to quickly remove her due to her illegal entry. But her lawyer, Luis Campos, faced challenges reaching her in the hospital. Arizona Governor Katie Hobbs stepped in to advocate for Erica's rights. After her discharge, Erica entered the usual deportation process, allowing her to contact an attorney. Fleeing a violent situation in Guatemala, she has the right to share her fears about returning and can request refuge in the United States. This case raises important questions about how mothers and infants are treated under U.S. immigration laws.
Trump's controversial AI image of the Pope. Former President Donald Trump has sparked outrage by posting an AI-created image of himself dressed as the Pope on his social media platform Truth Social. This controversial post comes just days before the May 7, 2025 conclave, where cardinals will elect a new leader for the Catholic Church, which has about 1.4 billion followers worldwide. The striking image, showing Trump in white papal robes, has drawn sharp criticism from various groups, including Republicans and Catholic bishops in New York, who find it offensive to their faith. Vatican spokesman Matteo Bruni chose not to comment on the image during a briefing about the upcoming conclave. Former Italian Prime Minister Matteo Renzi also condemned the portrayal, arguing it insults believers and undermines institutions. Catholic bishops of New York emphasized the seriousness of the situation, especially following the recent death of Pope Francis in April 2025. Trump's previous jokes about wanting to be Pope now raise significant concerns about respect for religious beliefs.
Measles outbreak in North America. The World Health Organization has reported a troubling surge of measles cases in North America, with 2,500 confirmed cases and 4 fatalities as of May 3, 2025. This resurgence is hitting the United States, Canada, and Mexico hard, largely due to vaccine hesitancy fueled by misinformation. Measles is a highly contagious virus that can lead to serious complications, especially in young children and those with weakened immune systems. Historically, before the measles vaccine was introduced in 1963, millions of cases were reported annually in the U.S. The current outbreak began in late 2024 in Ontario, Canada, and has spread to Texas and northern Mexico, particularly affecting Mennonite communities that often avoid vaccinations. In Canada, this is the worst outbreak in over 25 years, while Chihuahua in Mexico has seen a dramatic rise in cases. Experts stress the urgent need for herd immunity, which requires about 95% of a community to be vaccinated. Robert F. Kennedy Jr., the new Secretary of Health and Human Services, has raised concerns with his views on vaccines. The WHO estimates that measles vaccination has prevented around 31.7 million deaths globally between 2000 and 2020, underscoring the critical need for public health initiatives to combat misinformation and promote vaccination.
Warren Buffett's warning on trade protectionism. Warren Buffett, the billionaire investor and CEO of Berkshire Hathaway, recently raised concerns about trade protectionism at the company's annual meeting in Omaha, Nebraska. He cautioned that using trade to hurt others could isolate the U.S. from its global partners. Buffett stressed that building strong relationships with other countries ultimately benefits everyone, including Americans. In the first quarter of 2025, Berkshire Hathaway reported a 14% drop in earnings, totaling $9.64 billion, partly due to significant losses from currency fluctuations. His remarks come amid rising protectionism following the COVID-19 pandemic, which has disrupted supply chains and created financial instability. Buffett's insights remind us that collaboration, not division, is essential in our interconnected world.
Romanian presidential election, George Simion's challenge. On May 4, 2025, Romania faces a high-stakes presidential showdown that could see George Simion, a hard-right Eurosceptic, become president. At just 38, Simion stands against military aid to Ukraine and criticizes the European Union, aligning himself with nationalist groups similar to those of former U.S. President Donald Trump. This election follows a previous attempt that was cancelled due to alleged Russian interference, which had favored far-right candidate Calin Georgescu, now banned from running. Currently, Simion leads opinion polls with about 30% support but needs over 50% to avoid a runoff election on May 18. Voting will occur from 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. local time, with early voting already underway since May 2. Notably, there's been a significant turnout from Romanians abroad, with early voting numbers more than double those from the last election. The rise of nationalism in Romania reflects a broader trend across Europe, raising concerns that a Simion victory could isolate the country, weaken private investment, and disrupt NATO's eastern flank amid ongoing tensions with Russia.
Tragic attacks in Sudan. Brutal attacks by the Rapid Support Forces in Al-Nuhud, West Kordofan State, Sudan, have resulted in at least 300 deaths, according to the Sudanese Foreign Ministry. This militia, which emerged from the Janjaweed during the Darfur conflict, has been a major source of ongoing violence and instability since the military coup in 2021. These devastating assaults have critical effects on people's lives, creating urgent needs for aid and support in affected communities. As the situation worsens, countries around the world are watching closely. This crisis highlights the pressing need for intervention in a region already facing severe challenges.
Claudia Sheinbaum rejects Trump's troop proposal. Mexican President Claudia Sheinbaum has firmly rejected former U.S. President Donald Trump's suggestion to send U.S. troops to Mexico to combat drug trafficking. Sheinbaum stated that Mexico's sovereignty is not up for discussion, emphasizing, "Sovereignty is loved and defended." This decision follows a Wall Street Journal report revealing Trump's push for deeper military involvement against drug cartels. During a phone call, Trump asked, How can we help you fight drug trafficking? I propose that the U.S. Army come in to help you. Sheinbaum insisted that Mexico can work together without foreign troops. Meanwhile, the U.S. National Security Council indicated that Trump believes Mexico should do more to tackle drug gangs while expressing a willingness to enhance security cooperation. The ongoing issues surrounding drug trafficking and immigration continue to create tension between the U.S. and Mexico.
Australia's Labour government focuses on U.S.-China trade relations. Australia's re-elected Labour government, led by Prime Minister Anthony Albanese, is prioritizing the challenges of the U.S.-China trade war. Treasurer Jim Chalmers stressed the need to protect Australia from financial instability caused by tensions between these two nations. The Labour Party is poised to increase its majority in the House of Representatives from 77 to at least 85 seats, reflecting a dramatic change in voter sentiment. Rising living costs and the effects of U.S. President Donald Trump's tariffs have become pressing issues for many Australians. Chalmers emphasized that the government's immediate focus will be on navigating global economic uncertainty, especially regarding U.S.-China relations. This ongoing trade conflict has serious effects on Australia, which relies heavily on trade with both countries. In a notable political shift, former Conservative leader Peter Dutton lost his seat, prompting calls for the Conservative Party to rethink its approach to urban voters. The Labour Party aims to reassure the public about its ability to handle these economic challenges effectively.
Changes to nonprofit tax status under Trump administration. The Trump administration is considering changes that could impact the tax-free status of nonprofit organizations. The IRS is looking into potential modifications that might lead to some nonprofits losing their tax-exempt status. This follows the appointment of Andrew DeMello as the interim chief counsel at the IRS, which has sparked discussions on the matter. Senior official Gary Shapley has indicated a focus on investigating specific nonprofits. President Trump has also announced plans to revoke the tax-free status of Harvard University, criticizing it as part of his broader campaign against elite universities he views as left-wing and anti-American. If these changes are implemented, they could create serious money problems for affected nonprofits and reduce tax benefits for their donors. What could this mean for the future of charitable organizations? That is all the news for today. Thank you for listening to today's Headphone News. News summary brought to you by AI.